This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different topics around the Umpqua Valley. And we're talking about Oregon Women in Timber today and the Douglas County chapter from where we find Betsy Uragwan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for having me. Oregon Women in Timber, we, especially the Douglas County chapter, we get excited for October because it's National Forest Products Month. And throughout the month of October, we're working hard to promote forestry, to promote the people, and thank the people that work in the wood industry as well.
So how long has Oregon Women in Timber been around?
We've been around since 1978.
And what was sort of the idea when I got started?
Well, you'd think when you have the name Oregon Women in Timber that we were ourselves forestry professionals in some way, but we're not actually. We started with people like me. While I'm married to a logger, I don't know that much about the particulars of what happens in the woods. And because I care about the forest and wanted to be educated further, that's one of the reasons why I joined Oregon Women in Timber, and that is how the original members started as well.
So we are not likely to find you out falling trees or anything like that.
No, you're not. But my love of the forest, I find it hard to believe anybody that moves to Oregon or lives in Oregon doesn't love the forest and the beauty of it, the financial resources it can bring our community, and just also just enjoying it on a great hike.
And as people, you know, we have so many people that come here to check it out. A lot of times, it seems like people who live here kind of just drive on by sometimes.
True. They do. And they have a lot of questions, too, when they drive on by. Even like, you know, why are all these clear cuts happening? And, you know, that's an important question. And we go into Oregon Women in Timber. Our main goal is our organization called Talk About Trees. And we want to educate our youth, children, and adult members as well as to answer some of those questions. And just briefly, that's a certain prescription for a certain species of tree. You don't use that prescription for all kinds of timber, but there is for certain timber.
So your organization sounds like you try to be active, especially this time of year, and get out and talk to a lot of folks, kind of like what we're doing here.
Yes, our forests and our wood products are our most valuable resource for the air, for the economy, for our communities. And it is important that people know we need to be able to manage our forests. We need to be able to clear our forests if needed, use pesticides in a good way if needed. All of these things are very, very important, especially for pre-fire or after fire. It really is important that we cut trees, we use trees for lumber and building houses, and we're able to do that. And we don't get a lot of that anymore. And we really do need to have more forest management happening in Oregon to keep our communities going.
And of course, that topic has obviously been batted around for, I don't know, decades at
yes.
least. And you get a variety of thoughts. As you've seen forestry practices, though, where maybe it's not as much managed, what are you seeing the difference in terms of what takes place on that land?
Well, again, while I'm not a forester, I can generally say that fires spread faster when you can't get in there to thin properties. You can't get in there to stop the fire before it grows larger. So there's lots of things that we used to do in the past to help all of that we're not allowed to do as much anymore. And the important thing about Oregon Women in Timber is that we teach as many people as we can the value of being able to do those processes, the value of a cut tree to the community and the economy and the environment. Those are really important things that people miss, and that makes a more beautiful forest instead of one that's all burnt and dead or dying of diseases.
Now, your family obviously has been a big part of this for, what, how many decades?
Oh, gosh, they're third generations.
So, I mean, that goes way back, and what do you see, I mean, watching this while you, like you said, you're not the one out there doing it, but your husband and other members of your family, what's it been like to work in this industry when there's so many ups and downs?
Well, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs in everything. It seems that you are tied to the economy for successes and the drive for the people that need products. And now more than ever, I think we can all agree that there's housing shortages. There's our forests that are not being taken care of. It's depressing to look at. And you can see that those are not thriving forests with animals and birds, and nobody wants to really hike through that either. So the challenges are real. I believe that in Oregon, we're working really hard to be able to educate more people and come to the table and be able to get more of our forestry and wood products workers back to work.
Do you feel like there's been more maybe conversations between folks in timber and folks that maybe in the past were more on the other side of how to do things? Have you seen more cooperation in the last few years?
I think there's probably more talk about it, but again, the reason why we wanted to be able to make a focus of National Forest Products Month is so that the people that don't understand and are looking or trying to find out answers would go to our website and get some information, and they can do that at orwit.org. We have a great website. We have a great YouTube channel. They can go watch fantastic video. They have full of women professionals that are foresters and work in the industry that can educate and show with some of those videos from women who know the woods as well.
And I know you guys have developed a forestry program for, is it fourth grade?
Yes, actually it's preschool up. Mm. And they're in fourth grade, there's a science particular curriculum that teachers have to teach. And Oregon Women in Timber, our Talk About Trees teachers, will come into the classroom, facilitate that science project, and fulfill that requirement for their education. And I highly encourage any teacher who's listening to reach out to us again at orwit.org and find out information.
When you're out talking with these kids or other people from your organization, do you find that a lot of kids don't really know much about how the forest works?
Oh, we do. And especially, you know, we talk about that. In fourth grade, I believe they're talking about photosynthesis. And that's a very hard word to say. But the important thing is the oxygen and what a new tree produces and takes in the dirty air and cleans the air. And that is the most exciting part of it, beyond the part that kids don't realize. All of the products that are made that we use every day that are made from wood.
Now, your organization, not only talking to folks around here, but sometimes you go back to Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, we do. We get a lot of valuable information there, too. We have a lot of folks in our industry. We have actually seven membership communities of Oregon Women in Timber in Oregon. And we're all involved in trying to do our best to learn more information and also give that information to the public.
All right, more with Betsy Uragwin when we come back on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Tomorrow, we talk to the new Oregon House Republican leader, Lucetta Elmer, will be joining us for Inside Douglas County. Betsy Uragwin here from the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. So locally, About how many people do you have in your organization?
Well, the numbers are always varied, but here in Douglas County, we have about 30 members, give or take a few. And one of the things I wanted to make sure that people know that we are an all-volunteer organization, and we're individuals all who share a deep commitment to our beautiful forests. And, you know, some of our members work in all of these forestry-related professionals positions, but a lot of them don't either. They just either love to talk with children and help children to know. They love to volunteer, have a good time, and that's really a lot of what we do. We all share that common love for the forests and the industry and the communities that we live in. So I encourage anyone who might be interested to visit our website again.
And along with Douglas County, you've got chapters in several other counties, right?
Yeah, we do. Clatsop County, Coos County, Douglas County, the Landing chapter. We have some in Polk, Marion, and Yamhill counties. And then there's also a student chapter at Oregon State University.
And I know to kind of make your work happen, you do a big fundraiser every year. Talk about that.
We do. Our biggest fundraiser is our annual auction. It's held every year during the Oregon Logging Conference in February. It's in Eugene at the Graduate Hilton Hotel. And it's a great fun. It's dinner auction. There's silent auction, live auction. And all of those funds that we get go towards our Talk About Trees in the grade schools. And then we also receive a grant from Oregon Forest Resource Institute.
And while you're an organization here in the state, you're not, I mean, there's not like a national version of you exactly, right?
I believe that there is. It is, oh, now I've lost.
It's called something else.
Yeah, it's called something else. But they have a similar program. They do, I believe it's Sustainable Forestry Initiatives.
So a lot of interest in this around the country, but obviously Oregon is kind of central when it comes to, you know, with timber, just based on how much, you know, forested acres we have. So you've been doing this now. Did you get involved in the organization pretty early on here?
Actually, I think I've been a member about 5 years so far. Yes.
So, but your family's been in it, like you said, for decades.
In the industry,
right.
Yes. But as in with Oregon Women in Timber, I've been a member about 5 years.
So what are some of the things that you go out and do? Do you do some of these education talks?
We have. So we have booths at the fair, and we also have a little parade float during the 4th of July parades and a lot of things like that. We do have opportunities to go into the schools. Our members volunteer also for a lot of forestry programs during the elementary schools and junior high schools.
And around the state, you know, one of the things, we had the 2020 fires, and for somebody tied to the industry as you are, that had to be a kind of a, you know, a tough situation to watch happen.
Yes, it was. And again, those are the reasons why we want to be able to educate young children, adults, Oregonians that may never have really wanted to find out an interest of why fires are starting, why we can't put them out fast enough, and just the differences in all of that, and come together and have conversations on that to educate.
And as you see situations where people are able to do more active management of the forest, what do you see as the result being?
Oh, gosh, I see instantly within a few years, you know, instantly you can see new trees being planted. You can see life, wildlife coming back to that area. And it's good to see that instead of continuing to drive by and just see burned dead forests, that we know we're going to get bug infestation and they're not going to be able to come back. It would be generations for those forests to come back without the help from foresters and other professionals.
And, you know, these bug infestations, when they happen, I mean, this could be a huge deal.
Yes, and it's already been proven to be huge deals throughout the United States.
All right, so for your organization, you said you've got about 30 people in the area. You do all these talks, you do other things. Do you feel like people are in Douglas County are listening to what you have to say?
Oh, absolutely. We present our information in a fun way, mostly, you know, to children. But it's just conversations, and it's common sense information, actually, when people get a chance to really hear it. They agree with it, and that just makes sense.
So do you ever go out and accompany somebody from your family out in the woods when they're working?
Oh, I used to. Yes, I used to a lot. It's really fun to be out in the woods. It's fun to see, and I'll just go back to the professionals of wood products that we're talking about and celebrating this month. We want to make sure that they know that we know the hard work that they're doing and the difference that they're making in our community for that hard work.
And as a lot of people around here are certainly aware, some very long hours.
Very long hours. Sometimes people would just say, no, you don't work 14 hours, but they do. And it's in all kinds of weather, terrible weather, they still have to get out and go to work and get their job done.
Well, and you hear about people going out, you know, because they maybe live in one area, driving to a work site that's a ways away, so you may be adding an hour or more drive each direction.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Most of the people that do it love it. And most of the people that do it love it, the job, but they also love the forest. And they know that once they're managed and replanted, it's a more beautiful forest. And that's the most thing I think that most people in Oregon care about. If you're a hunter, fisherman, hiker, whatever it is, you want the forest to stay beautiful, and so do we.
And in the last year or so, a bit of a shift on the federal level, although it always takes a while for policy changes to really see an effect, but a call from the federal level for more active management forests, that's got to be encouraging to you folks.
Yep. I'm always encouraged when there's some kind of positive talk. I would like to see more positive action.
Well, and yeah, a lot of these things, anywhere you're in government, there's a lot of talk, and action seems to take a while, no matter which side of the aisle things are on. As you look ahead and you think about the future of forestry, what do you hope for?
Well, I would certainly hope that we're able to get our forestry workers back out into the forest. I would hope that in such a larger way, all over Oregon, we've had terrible burns that have not been cleaned up and taken care of. And I would hope that that would happen. And I would hope that organizations such as OWIT, Oregon Women in Timber, would be able to continue so that we can continue to educate our youth, because that's where it's at as well.
And if people want to find out more about Oregon Women in Timber, how do they get in touch with your state group or your local group?
Well, they would go to orwit.org. We have an awesome website full of information. From that website, you can click a link to go to our YouTube channel, again, to see more great videos of a lot of our members are foresters. There's great videos in there, educational and informative, specifically from women who know the woods. I think a lot of people would get enjoyment out of going and watching that.
All right, Betsy Uragwin from the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.